1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. New York Congressman George Santos pleaded guilty Wednesday to fraud charges.
Many fellow New York Republicans have called on Santos to resign, but with a slim majority in the House, GOP leadership is taking a wait-and-see approach.
Obviously, he's going to have to face the charges that he has. Again, he's got a presumption of innocence, but that court process is going to play itself out. But he's already been removed from all of his committees.
Santos has repeatedly resisted calls to resign and recently announced he was running for re-election. Nicole D'Antonio, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
A record number of migrants have been apprehended at the southern border as Title 42 is set to expire. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez is in Juarez, Mexico.
There's confusion and anxiety at this migrant camp in Juarez, Mexico, as U.S. immigration policy shifts around them. 14-year-old Ana Pavon of Venezuela spends her days constantly refreshing the U.S. government app for an asylum hearing for her family.
So still waiting for this app. All day long.
She seems unaware that a just-announced Biden administration policy could bar them from asylum in the U.S. if they don't seek it in another country like Mexico first.
On a CNN town hall in Manchester, New Hampshire, former President Trump was asked about the Russian war in Ukraine. He claimed he would resolve the conflict between the countries in 24 hours. As to whether he thinks Vladimir Putin is a war criminal.
If you say he's a war criminal, it's going to be a lot tougher to make a deal to get this thing stopped. Because if he's going to be a war criminal where people are going to go and grab him and execute him, he's going to fight a lot harder than he's fighting, you know, under the other circumstances.
On Twitter, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie said Trump was Putin's puppet. California Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein was back on the Senate floor Wednesday. Correspondent Scott McFarlane on Capitol Hill.
Dianne Feinstein is the oldest U.S. senator and serving her final term from California. Her return to the Capitol today in a wheelchair included a statement in which she said doctors have advised her to keep a lighter schedule in the short term as she continues to recover from shingles. Her absence, though, has been a problem for Democrats who need her votes on the Judiciary Committee to confirm judicial nominees.
Heading into day number 10 for the entertainment writers' strike, actress Fran Drescher joined the picket line in Los Angeles.
When the writers go on strike, eventually the well runs dry and nobody works. They have the ability to bring the industry to a screeching halt.
It's unclear how long the strike will last. No new talks have been scheduled between the guild and the studios. This is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Finding great people to hire is like trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's pretty difficult, right? Well, ZipRecruiter has mastered finding a needle in a haystack, so they take it to the next level. They make hiring so simple that it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. And that's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Here's what it's like to use ZipRecruiter. They have so many qualified candidates that it's easier to find the right ones for your roles. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's a lot of needles. So how do they do it? ZipRecruiter's powerful technology sends you candidates who are a great match for your job, and you can even invite your top choices to apply. So if you want less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Thursday, May 11th. In Wood County, the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Central Wisconsin Finance Committee will meet at 8:45 at the ADRC CW in Wisconsin Rapids. The board meeting will follow at 9:30. The North Central Wisconsin Workforce Development Board Executive Committee will meet at 9 a.m. by teleconference. The PACE Commission will meet at 11 by teleconference. The Wisconsin Rapids Planning Commission will meet at 4 p.m. and the Public Works Committee meeting will be at 5. The Central Oaks Academy Governance Board meeting will take place at 2 over Zoom. In Portage County, the Park Commission will meet at 5. The Diversity Affairs and Inclusiveness Committee will meet at 5, and the Agriculture and Extension Education Committee will meet at 7. In Adams County, the Highway Committee will meet at 4:30, and the City Council meeting will begin at 5. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows dip down to about 52 overnight under partly cloudy skies, southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow, high of 80. 56 tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Low 70s Friday and Saturday. Chance for scattered showers Friday. Chance for scattered storms Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 64.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
So it goes. You need some whoop 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 boing.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Are there any seasonal or holiday marketing emails you would like to opt out of? 844-967-2789. Whether it's a holiday you don't celebrate, or you have not great memories of, is there something that you don't necessarily want to unsubscribe entirely from the brand sending you, you know, their newest sale? But is there anything specific that you wish you could just kind of, I don't want to see that.
Yeah.
844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. And I ask because Mother's Day is on Sunday.
It is.
And for many people, Mother's Day is a great day to celebrate your mom, if you are a mom, the moms in your life. For some people, Mother's Day, Father's Day is really hard.
And can be very painful.
And can be very, very painful. And, you know, I think some of us who are compassionate and have empathy know to sometimes tread lightly when it comes to, you know, the overwhelming amount of everyone will post a picture of their mother on Instagram on Sunday and stuff and just kind of friends who have lost their moms, or if you're dealing with infertility, you know, it can be a hard day. So now brands are offering a way to stop the flood of Mother's Day marketing emails, sparing customers who don't want them to, from potentially bittersweet messages or even painful reminders. And I think that's pretty thoughtful.
It is. It's giving people the option, right? It's not stopping these for everyone.
No.
You can just opt out of this if you don't want to, hey, looking for an idea for your mom this Sunday, try this.
Yes, exactly. Because as we just said, the loss of a family member or infertility, there's a lot of reasons why Mother's Day can be difficult for people. And so some brands like Levi's and DoorDash, Ancestry, K Jewelers, Ancestry, it's Etsy and Canva, also Canva, really, have allowed customers to opt out of emails for Mother's Day. And I just thought it was interesting because I wonder what other holidays strike a nerve or like hit a nerve with people that you might want to opt out from having to be to see. Is there any for you, Jane?
I honestly can't think of any. I mean, isn't Labor Day associated with like betting? I'm trying to think what goes on sale on, you know, what's the big sale thing when it's Labor Day?
I heard betting, betting on horses.
No,
I was like, what?
No, betting.
Isn't it about labor?
No, I don't want to see the sale on sheets. It's very upsetting.
Yeah. And, you know, and I don't, Especially with some of the companies that it's like, what is Canva? Why did they do
it?
Maybe yes, Canva, you can make your own card for your mother and print it off. Like, yeah.
But Levi's?
Mother's Day sale?
Get mom a pair of 501s. It's what she's always wanted.
Yeah, I mean, yes. And it's also the opportunity that every company, especially every retailer, takes every season, every holiday as an opportunity. I mean, some of these marketing campaigns are also just a lot. Like, I'll sign up for something and, you know, I get like 3 emails in a day.
Oh, man.
And it's like, I got to stop. I think I need to actually unsubscribe to this one, but I shop at ThredUp a lot, which is secondhand clothes. Mm-hmm. And I think they send 1 to 2 emails every day about something like, buy this, you forgot that, da, 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 da.
Oh, you need this.
And so there's just like aggressive, e-commerce is aggressive on emails anyways. So it's interesting, it's like, well, why wouldn't someone just totally unsubscribe? But yeah, I don't know. Like, it just is an interesting, is this the biggest problem?
Well, for some, again, you know, I was fortunate to have a loving mother and we had a good relationship. Maybe not all of our lives. There was a little rocky period in there, but so I'm lucky to have that and to have those good memories. And if you don't, I can see where it would be painful and you wouldn't want that reminder. But again, this isn't ending it for everyone. You have the option to opt out of getting these messages.
But this is, I mean, DoorDash is interesting. DoorDash started offering consumers the ability to opt out of Mother's Day messaging starting last year. It's doing the same for Father's Day. More than 80,000 consumers have opted out of Mother's Day marketing this year as of April 26, DoorDash told Axios.
Wow.
That's a lot.
It is a lot.
And then the company also offers the ability for consumers to opt out of alcohol-related marketing.
That makes sense.
Pets-related marketing, which makes sense if you don't have a pet. On a year-round basis, and will continue to explore ways to personalize the experience for each individual. So, I don't know. It's an interesting, I think it says more about just the personalization of using your data, using, like, trying to make a unique experience for you and have the brand make you feel like the brand cares about you. Because ultimately, it still comes back to you buying stuff,
well,
right?
Exactly. Because I hate to be the bearer of bad news. They don't care about you. They just want to sell you stuff. Pretty much.
Yeah. So I don't know. I thought it was interesting if there was anything in particular you would like to opt out of when it comes to marketing messages, because it's annoying or painful or you don't celebrate it or you don't have a pet, you know, any of those, or you're like the alcohol thing, like you're
That makes
you're
a lot
sober.
Of sense to me. Yes.
844-967-2789. But then I also have to share... this thing that I just saw at the break, just a joke, and then we can move on. But remember when Dan Quayle misspelled potato?
Oh, like it was yesterday.
And everyone was like, that's a good enough reason for him to not be president. We should be like that again.
Well, and wasn't it John Dean who went, woohoo!
Howard Dean,
thank you.
When he won New Hampshire?
Yeah, and then that killed him. That just crushed
his yeehaw.
Yeah,
people were not into it.
No, didn't like the yee.
But anyways, so then you found this fun feel good story of a Madison filmmaker buying the rights to adapt a Stephen King story for a whole whopping dollar.
This is a great thing, and I've loved Stephen King since I was in grade school.
Really? What's your favorite?
There's so many good ones. The Shining is so good.
Have you read a lot of Stephen King?
Oh, yeah.
See, I've seen a lot of the movies. I'm not sure I've ever sat down and read a Stephen King novel.
It's really worthwhile.
Okay.
He's a big music fan, and so he uses a lot of musical references to place you in that time.
Oh, interesting.
And so he's very, very detailed. But so he set this up so people could do this.
Really?
To buy his properties for a buck. They have a year to complete this project. And you can't use it for profit, but you can use it for nonprofits.
Okay.
But that's a pretty generous thing for such a lucrative author to do.
Oh, yeah. So this is, so the Cap Times covered this. So in 2021, Max Bloska was in Bangor, Maine, and on tour, he's on a tour of locations that appear in the work of the best-selling horror novelist Stephen King, and the Madison resident decided to take part in King's Dollar Baby program.
Dollar Baby.
While King's work has been adapted into dozens of movies and television shows, he's written so much that dozens of his short stories remain unfilmed. So King started his Dollar Baby for student and amateur filmmakers, where he would sell the rights to one of those stories for $1 for 1 year. Quote, "You send me $1 and you get the contract," Blaska said. "The only catch is that you can't profit off the film, and King owns the rights to it once it's done." And so for Blaska, who lives with depression and is a mental health advocate, there was one clear and personal choice for the story he wanted to adapt. Last Rung on the Ladder, which appears in King's 1978 story collection Night Shift, tells of a brother who saves his younger sister from an accident when they are children. They drift apart as adults until the brother learns decades later that his sister has committed suicide. Last Rung on the Ladder is not a horror story, but has some emotional poignancy of King's Stand By Me. That's such a great story.
Isn't that wonderful?
I wonder if he's going to film it in Wisconsin.
He did film it.
Yeah.
I believe it's finished. Yeah. And a bunch of locations around the state. And it's just a really, again, it's a very generous thing for Stephen King to do. He wouldn't have to do that. And he's been just such a prolific author for all of these decades. It's, I just think that's, it's great for young filmmakers and
yeah, it's like a win-win
starting,
win.
Right? It's a great starting
place. You know, like
place.
For Stephen King, if any of these like are a hit and win an Oscar for best short film,
wouldn't that be something?
He owns the rights to them.
Yeah.
But it's also, I think, just, it's interesting. And we haven't, I reached out to the media contact at the WGA who to try to see if we can get a representative to come on and talk about the writer's strike. But it's, you know, I think there's something to be said about writer, like artists supporting artists, right? And I think Stephen King, seeing that he is more interested in the interpretations of his work by other artists, that he's willing to just
go ahead,
basically
take it.
Give it away.
Yeah, go ahead, take it.
Because he thinks that would be more interesting just to see what students and amateur filmmakers can do with it versus, you know, hoarding. I'm sure he has plenty of money.
Oh, I'm sure he does.
I wonder if he still has his blue check mark that he didn't want.
That's funny.
I'm going to check at the break. all right. Well, just a little preview for the bottom of the hour. I'm going, but it's sold out. So when we booked these guys, it wasn't sold out yet. But the Milwaukee Police Department and the Milwaukee Fire Department have a fundraising event on Saturday night where they are boxing. Head-to-head, battle of the badges.
Fist-to-fist.
So we have a friend of the show, Joe Flick, who's been on a couple times. He is joining us. He is a firefighter. But we have two police officers who are going to join, everyone who's going to be fighting this weekend. And so I'm excited to talk to them. So that's coming at 1:30. But then when we come back from this break, you know, it was short-lived. But for a couple games, you could get a beer in the eighth inning at a Brewers game. But no more. But then we'll also talk about where does the AmFam Field stand as far as how expensive getting a beer there is compared to other ballparks. We'll talk about it when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the 6th season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on enjoymtpleasant.org.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy, fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu. The bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear skies overnight, the low of 51. Winds out of the southeast around 5 miles an hour. Highs level off around 77 tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered showers tomorrow night. Lows around 55. Cloudy skies expected. Turning cooler Friday and Saturday with highs in the upper 60s. Scattered showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 52 degrees.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
Good run while it lasted. If you really needed that last beer in the eighth inning, you got it for like a month.
And now it's over.
Yeah. The Milwaukee Brewers revert to ending alcohol sales in the seventh inning, which it sounds like not that many people were really buying it in the eighth inning. Which, congratulations, Wisconsin. Way to be responsible and know that you should cut yourself off in the eighth inning and not indulge just because the option is there.
Seriously, though. Drinking through seven innings should be enough.
Should be enough.
Right.
It should be enough.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So it lasted about a month, but, because at first, I guess it was because they thought that the beer sales were going to be down because the games, like, I think they're averaging, I read, games are like a half hour faster right now.
Oh.
So that was why they did it at first, because the games were clipping by faster.
So quickly.
And so they thought maybe we'd squeeze a little bit more out. But it turns out not making that much of a difference.
Must have been kind of a dud.
But where would you think, so thinking of Brew City, the Brewers, when you compare AmFam Field to other ballparks, where do you think it would fall as far as how expensive the beer is?
Compared to all the other ballparks.
All except, so this is USA Today looked at MLB beer prices by team, and they also looked at hot dogs. So, like, what are the cheapest and most expensive stadiums? And I think they said Chicago. They didn't include the Cubs or the Tampa Bay Rays.
Yeah,
because
you can't really compare Wrigley to anything.
Well, it's mostly because of who does their food.
Oh.
A company called Levi Restaurants does both Cubs and Tampa Bay food, and they didn't provide pricing information.
Oh, we're not going to tell you.
No, okay. We're just not going to tell you. And so, you know, competitive advantage. Who knows? But they looked at hot dogs and beer. And where do you think, so the beer is, they did it by per ounce, and most expensive to cheapest. Where do you think the Milwaukee Brewers are? As, like, how close to the cheapest or how close to the most expensive?
I think they're closer to the most expensive.
They are. They're fourth.
Wow.
So we are behind, the Dodgers are the most expensive at 99 cents per ounce. San Diego Padres are 69%. Oh, so we're basically tied for second with, so we're at the Milwaukee Brewers are 69 cents per ounce. And that's also the Padres, Detroit Tigers, Cincinnati Reds, Chicago White Sox, and the Baltimore Orioles. So we're one of the more expensive places to get a beer. But then where do you think we are for hot dogs?
I'll say we're in the middle.
For hot dogs. We are the fourth cheapest.
Oh, well, there's your bargain.
So there's your bargain. So much better deal getting a hot dog at American Family Field than a beer, apparently. At least comparatively, if you're going to other ballparks.
Right. One would think that considering Brew City, Brewers, our beer would be slightly cheaper.
And especially because I think in general, getting a beer in Milwaukee is slightly, like in the city of Milwaukee, like there's not, you can still find a $3 or $4 beer at a lot of bars, like a can of High Life or like a can of Miller Lite or bottle of High Life and stuff.
We're
like,
not talking the fancy stuff, but still, you can still get a beer. Yeah. For under 10 bucks.
But yeah, it's $4 for a hot dog.
Wow.
Is that expensive to you?
That seems, yes.
But, I mean, and people complain about the cost. I remember the first time, because, you know, like, I feel like I lived in San Francisco. San Francisco has always been expensive, but I really lived there when, like, all the, like, Facebook and all these companies were going public. And so I remember the comparison of the AT&T Field, which is where the San Francisco Giants play. And I lived there when they won a World Series, which was fun. And the difference between the stadium from when I first moved there to the by the time I left, like how many, you could get sushi and you could get all like so many fancy food vendors there as far as like what your experience was like. I was like, this feels very different than Wrigley. That is for sure.
Absolutely. But think about, I mean, what if you have three kids and you have two boys and they want two hot dogs apiece,
yeah,
and a soda and some snackage, and that really adds up quickly, especially if you've got kids.
Oh, totally. Well, it's also like going to the movies now too, where that adds up quickly as soon as unless you sneak your snacks in.
I might know people who do that.
What's your go-to snack?
Popcorn.
But do you sneak popcorn into the theater though, do you?
I do not. I know someone who does.
Oh. Do we know this person?
You may have met this person.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to throw her
under the bus. You're not a narc.
Popcorn narc.
Because I feel like the point of the like I would sneak my candy in to.
Because that's what's really expensive.
Because that's what's really expensive, and you can get that somewhere else. Versus, I think it's hard to replicate movie popcorn at home. Versus a bag of Skittles is a bag of Skittles.
True.
Trust me, I know.
you've taste tested enough.
Taste tested the rainbow.
Over the course of your lifetime. I feel confident accepting that evaluation.
God, I hope they don't ban them.
There is one of your main food groups, kid.
All right. Well, when we come back, the Battle of the Badges. I don't know whether or not boxing is your thing. This is a great event going to a really good cause. But it reminds me of a certain firefighter show where, you know, the animosity between the bravest and the finest, who's going to come out on top? We're going to talk about it when we come back. This is Ask Us Wisconsin.
In a brand new pair of shoes, you know I think it's time to give this game a ride. Just to hit the ball and touch them all, a moment.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for...
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213. Or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hi, I'm Kirsten from Pentatonix. We've all learned how to cope with more time alone. With more time spent isolated or at home, the need for companionship has grown. If you've considered adding a pet to your family, please check with your local shelters and foster organizations. Stray pet numbers have grown immensely over the past several years, and the trauma caused to these animals is devastating. Adopt pets. They need us more than we know. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Alyssa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Mid-State Technical College fall registration is now open. New classes being offered include metal fabrication and fire service certification. They also have a QuickBooks and Office Essentials certificate, as well as fundamentals of programming. These new programs and certificates are a result of growing demand in the Central Wisconsin community. Mid-State offers a wide variety of flexible, affordable classes, including in-person and online. Classes start August 21st. Where to put the new Justice Center in Portage County is still up in the air. The county board has not come to a decision after multiple weeks of voting. They're trying to decide if the new facility should be downtown or on the edge of the city. The project will cost around $180 million. While people in Stevens Point aren't arguing that a new facility is needed, they want the board to utilize the tax dollars in the most efficient manner to address the needs of the county. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows dip down to about 52 overnight under partly cloudy skies, southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow, high of 80. 56 tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Low 70s Friday and Saturday. Chance for scattered showers Friday. Chance for scattered storms Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 64.
There's an episode where the firefighters play the police department in hockey, and there's more fighting than there is hockey.
Yep.
So it looks like you just cut the corner and you're like, well, let's just fight. instead. Yeah, Let's not even play the game. We'll just start. We'll just start with the punching.
Take the hockey right out of it, which is funny because there's actually a viral clip around right now that has the most recent New York hockey game with no less than 6 boxing matches in it.
I heard.
Yeah.
Yes.
And this is the first time this has ever been done in Milwaukee. It's in some of the other bigger cities for the first responder community. And we think it's just going to be amazing.
Well, it's funny because I asked you to come on thinking, I was like, oh, we'll help promote the event. It's already sold out. There's no, I'm lucky I got my ticket already because it's already buzzing and people are going to be there. There's going to be food trucks. There's going to be booze.
I'd say the hard part is done, but you know, some of us still have to fight on Saturday.
So Lydia, are you fighting as well?
I am, yes.
Okay. And so are you a trained boxer or is this a new...
No, I've been doing jiu-jitsu for probably 4 years now. In my early 20s, I got into boxing. It was like my first love of combat sports.
Okay.
So it's really nice to go back to the roots of my training and do boxing. I've always wanted to have a fight. I never got to. I thought that would be something I'd do in my 20s. But here I am in my 30s, now having my first fight.
Nice. Yeah. Nice, nice, nice. So I guess before we get into some of the fun parts of like the matchups and nerves, what is this benefiting? What is this? Is obviously not just because of budding animosity towards each other. This is actually going
which
for
there
a good
is
cause.
None. I mean, we want both teams to win equally, right? I mean, but it's going to be supporting two causes. One is obviously Ignite the Spirit Milwaukee. We support firefighters and their families in times of need. And then the police are fundraising and supporting Milwaukee Police Association's Fallen Hero Fund.
Which is great. And how much money has been raised already?
Oh.
Otto, do you know? Are you the ones who's collecting? Is it on your thing that you know the answer?
Yeah, I mean, I know what we've done in ticket sales.
Okay.
And then I can see what these guys did in their own kind of...
Because that's part of it, right?
There's so
each person who's fighting, you can explain
it. Yep, there's two elements. So there's the boxers are all running their own peer-to-peer fundraising, you know, getting their friends to chip in and tell them good luck. And then the gym is running the gate, and the gate's going to get split 50-50 between the two charities.
Nice.
And then there's other avenues of trying to just scrape together some more money. Limited poster sales, the T-shirts. Everything's limited. And then we're going to be raffling some tickets off this week, too.
All week.
Yeah, so just like a pair of tickets to the highest bidder, two highest bidders on the Instagram story page. So
okay, there and that's still, a Dropout Fight Club.
Yes, you there follow are still Dropout some tickets available,
okay.
But not many.
Not many.
So officially six pairs left. Yeah.
So how long has Dropout Fight Club been around? Because it's in River West in Milwaukee.
Not even 2 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
No, built it during when we were all on lockdown. I was going nuts at home and I missed everybody. So I thought, oh, man, I got to like rebuild a community somehow. So I did. I found an abandoned warehouse, threw a boxing ring in the middle, threw up some bags, and then everyone keeps turning up. It's been incredible.
So are you a boxer by training?
A coach.
Coach.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And so how did you, because you two, you and Joe originally connected.
Yep. Street fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Saw each other in a dark alley and just went after it. And afterwards, we hugged it out. And this was an event that I just kind of had on the back burner. Like, you know, if the right opportunity presents itself, it'd be great to have Battle of the Badges boxing in Milwaukee.
We talked about it for a while, right?
Yep. And when I saw Dropout pop up during COVID, you know, just randomly on social media, and just kind of kept an eye on them, and I loved it. And I mean, the gym, you walk in and it just has something, it's got an air to it that sucks you in. And when I saw that they were hosting their fight nights that they have a couple times a year for their members, I saw the vibe in there and it was just nuts. And I knew that was it. I found them. I found the guy that was going to run it.
All right.
And I just find it so interesting, Otto, that I would never think a boxing ring would be what would bring the community together. Because I envision it as being so antagonistic, but you support each other, you train with each other, right? You have shared tips and...
Especially after lockdown, when everyone was like, I just need to hit something.
Mm.
We accommodate all kinds of like domestic disputes. We like to settle them like amicably, you know. We got a ring and some padding, which kind of helps, you know, boxing gloves. I think it's just... first of all, there's no workout like a boxing workout. Everyone thinks they're fit till they try a boxing workout.
Absolutely.
And I think once you get past the intimidation part, it really is community-based. You know, it's you turn up, everyone goes through exactly the same workout, so you know how everyone else is feeling. And then everyone stays. You know, then we do sparring after, and if you don't want to get in the ring, you can always just hang out, have a drink, and watch everyone else kind of like... punch each other in the face.
Punch each other.
Yeah.
And
There's never like a nice way to put that.
Nope.
Well, and how does one learn how to take a punch? Because I would cry.
You're assuming that we haven't cried.
I think once you just get it, I think the build up and the anticipation is worse than the actual event happening. So once you get over it,
getting punched in the face.
Yeah, like, I mean, we have gloves on, you have headgear on, you have a mouth guard. The only thing that really sticks out is your nose. So once you've taken a shot to the face, it's like, okay, that's it. We're good. You know, obviously some shots hurt a little bit more than others, but once you take that first shot, it's usually like, that's not so bad.
Not so bad.
Yeah.
We are talking about the Battle of the Badges going down on Saturday to the Milwaukee Police Department versus the Milwaukee Fire Department, raising money for a good cause. And we're talking to Joe Flick from the Fire Department, Lydia Riviera from the Milwaukee Police Department, and Otto Olsen, who owns the Dropout Fight Club, which is where the event is happening. So let's hear more about how many people are fighting. What are the lineups look like as far as firefighter v. police officer?
So we have 10 bouts now.
Yeah.
10.
Well, wait.
How many?
There was supposed to be 11.
Okay.
But then firefighters being firefighters, just...
we're not good with each other.
There's a thing called sparring where you fight each other in the ring.
Yeah, and you're practicing.
Because what can't... there's two separate camps. So there's a couple of coaches in the police camp. There's a couple of coaches in the fire camp. And those two camps, they can't fight each other because we need that element of surprise on fight night.
Yes.
So they spar against each other. And for some reason, half of the firefighters either got broken noses, broken jaws, like, and it's their own team. I don't know what's going on.
So during sparring, you've...
the maniacs.
We carry a lot of stress.
So there's guys who are already injured before the big night and can't play anymore.
Yeah, we had to take a whole fight card off of the card because they beat each other up too bad.
All right, so now there's 10.
So we're down to 10.
Which is still a lot. It's still a lot.
So how many rounds are there going to be for per fight?
So they're 2-minute rounds. So with three 2-minute rounds,
all right.
Unless your name is Joe, and then you have to fight 4 2-minute rounds because that's the headliner. And it just so happens they're both called Joe. So I think it's like the fight for your namesake. The other, whoever loses will therefore be known as the other Joe, I think.
I'm actually going to go right to the courthouse and have to change your name afterwards.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. You're not going to get to keep the name. There can only be one.
Joseph.
Yeah.
Joseph, yeah.
I feel like that's a movie.
So that's headliner. Lydia, who are you fighting?
I'll be the third from last fight, I believe. I am fighting one of the firefighters who's maybe 10 years younger than me.
Great.
But that's okay. I got experience, I'd like to think.
Lydia, I'm curious. I took a self-defense class many, many years ago, and that was the first time as a woman that I had ever been encouraged to really hit something, and it felt really, really good.
It feels amazing.
But women aren't normally encouraged to take out their anger and hostility that way. It's like, go punch something.
Right.
And it was revelatory for me.
Yeah, I think that's changing. Also, in jiu-jitsu, for example, too, it's like women don't usually have that experience growing up with wrestling or like football where you're in close proximity to people. So it's really important to get that feeling of that and being close to somebody and possibly having to defend for yourself, you know.
And so how is the training for this? Obviously, it's been a lot shorter, but how does this compare to your actual training for your actual jobs?
This is pretty similar to going into a burning building. I'll be honest.
Okay.
Like, you know, I track my heart rate, and after the training session, I'll look, and it is right up there with what my heart rate's at when I go to a house fire. It's pretty amazing. And I've got somewhat of a extensive athletic history throughout my life.
Yeah.
This has been the hardest athletic venture I've ever taken on. Like, the amount of learning that has had to happen in the time frame that we've done it in has been humbling, to say the least.
That's saying something.
Yeah.
That is saying something. Same for you, Lydia?
Yeah, I would agree. It's terrifying. I think, you know, it's stepping in front of people in the ring is hard enough itself, but going in there and showing off the skills that you've learned in a short amount of time in front of your coworkers is a whole different
thing. That's what
animal.
I was going to ask. Is it scarier, the prospect
I'm not afraid
hit in
to
the
admit
face?
I'm terrified, yeah.
Or is it the public display of it and like having to show up to work on Monday and be like, they're like, hey, I knocked out.
Monday.
It's going to happen.
Sunday morning.
Sunday morning. Yeah.
I work the next day. I work the next day. And I know people are going to have lots of questions and comments about the event, but
that's
it'll be fun.
That I really love about this, though, is like how inclusive it is when you see the different membership that's at the gym training alongside of us for most of our sessions.
Mm-hmm.
But the accessibility of this as well, like any one of our coworkers can come to this event Saturday night and fall in love with it and be like, I'm doing that next year. And they can start training and they can get ready and they can be a part of it. No matter how much you love the hockey game, there's a really strong possibility you're not playing hockey next year. Like, you don't just pick that up and get after it.
That's true. Not everyone just knows how to be on skates versus, right. do you feel like you could take even the most out of shape person and get them at least ready for three rounds of boxing if you had how much time?
Yeah, I've done it.
Okay.
Right, Joe?
Every one of us.
But you guys are all in pretty good shape to start.
No, I'm kidding.
The muscles come with the t-shirt.
I'm kidding. It doesn't matter. I mean, there's all different kinds of weight classes. If you can keep your hands up and throw some punches and you're burning calories and you're not sat at home eating Cheetos, that's a bad thing.
What about Skittles?
Yeah, sure. It's a balance, right? Yeah, it doesn't matter. I mean, everybody starts somewhere, right?
Everybody starts somewhere. So I guess let's go over the details again. So Saturday night, dropout boxing ring, River West. Where can people buy tickets?
They can't.
You said there's
six pair.
The six pair. The auction.
Oh yes,
the highest bidder.
Yeah, on Dropout Fight Club Instagram story every day.
Okay.
From midnight to 9 p.m. The highest bidder. Come 9 o'clock at night,
okay,
gets two tickets, and okay, the second highest bidder gets two tickets.
Okay, so that's one angle. Otherwise, you can still donate, right? If you can't make it to the event because it's sold out, or you don't want to be the highest bidder,
right?
Where can people still donate, or if they want to sponsor? Because all of you are raising money individually for your ref fights, right?
Yep. If you want to support the event and make sure that we put on a good show. I promise you throw $100 on my fundraising page, I'll fight a little bit harder for you.
There you go.
But you can find both the Red Corner and the Blue Corner's fundraising pages at itsmke.org.
Are both your chiefs going to be there?
No idea.
Our chief is on the guest list. If he's listening, I hope he comes, but I understand if he doesn't.
All right. Well, anything else before we let you guys go that people should know about the event or nerves or...
I hope both teams win. This is going to be
so. There
great.
Is no winner.
I was going to say, is it just?
There's never been any of the fight nights that we put on. So the very first fight night was all women.
Okay.
We donated all that money to a women's shelter. Both hands are raised at the end of the night. It's a celebration of the community. It's a celebration of what these guys all went through for the last 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Everyone can come together, raise some money, and then. You know, I'm sure the crowd will have their own opinion of who won.
Yeah.
But both hands are raised.
It'll be the people's favorite.
Yeah, the people's champion.
Thank you so much. I can't wait to go. I will report back on Monday how it went.
You kids be careful.
Yeah. Save those pretty faces. Make sure your headgear's on right. All right. Well, we'll take one more break and then come up and wrap up the show. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the 6th season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on, enjoymtpleasant.org.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
The Devil's Advocates.
Aaron Mostovsky, who rioted at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, was dressed as Captain Caveman. QAnon shaman meets Law and Order?
Right. I mean, he pulled it off a whole lot better than Aaron Mostovsky.
Well, let me read a quote from the judge in this case. I hope you'll leave some of this fantasy world behind. Mostovsky was sentenced to 8 months in prison.
Looking at the guy, he might be one who loses his mattress on the first day.
Breaking news.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear overnight, with lows around 51. Southerly winds around 5 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 80. Slight chance for scattered showers tomorrow night. Lows around 55. Overcast skies. Much cooler Friday and Saturday with highs in the upper 60s. Scattered showers both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 52 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Never know how much I love you.
Never. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. Who would you most like to box? If you knew you weren't going to get hurt, really. But like, as far as a matchup of someone in your life that you're like, yeah, that makes sense. I would box that person. Do you have someone in mind? Is there anyone from your past that you'd love to just knock out?
Oh, I can. Oh, now that you put it that way. The Antichrist jumps to mind.
Ah, okay.
Ex-boyfriend.
Ex-boyfriend.
Yes, long time ago.
I don't know if there's anyone that I'm such a nonviolent person. I think there's times in my life that if he wasn't, 6 inches taller than me and 70 pounds heavier than me, my brother.
That makes sense.
I think he's the only person in my life I've ever actually hit in the face.
Wow.
You know, siblings. That's what you were saying as far as, girls growing up and not being told that we can hit things. I think there might be an exception. Well, you had older brothers, though. Did you not fight with your older brothers?
Not physically.
Oh, man. I got the crap beat out of me.
No. That didn't happen.
That you were protected? Or were you just that much younger that they were like...
I was the youngest. It's like, that's no fight. They could push me over and it's over.
I was both physically and psychologically terrorized by my brother.
Oh.
Which is fine. I'm tougher today for it. But I think there was years in there, because we're 4.5 years apart. And so, on trips and stuff, he had to put up with me. But there was a time in there where his goal was to see how long it would take him to make me cry.
Oh, fun.
And just either making fun of me or teasing me.
What is that dynamic? What is that torture dynamic between siblings? I don't get it.
Boredom, maybe?
I don't know.
Because it's mostly when we were just, I remember most profoundly when we were on like family vacations. And so he had nothing else to do. But bug me. And it was funny because I remember years later, because now we're really close. And we've gone on many vacations together as friends and stuff. We were on a trip together and we were all in a Uber XL driving home from the bars or getting dropped off. And there was some random woman that we had met that was coming back to the next place that we were going. And all the guys in the car that were our friends were teasing her about something. I can't remember exactly what it was. They were teasing her, and she kept getting more and more defensive and like doubling down on what she was trying to say or what she was doing. And I was like, I finally just yelled from the back of the car. I was like, do you not have brothers? Do you not know that if you just like let it go, they will get bored and stop? Like
when they're not getting the reaction they're shooting for, they'll give it up, right?
They will give it up. And so my brother, obviously in the car, laughed pretty hard at that one because it's like the lesson of you try to teach your kids. I imagine when you have kids that they're fighting with each other, like if you just ignore him, he will stop. But we're not always good at that as adults either, especially as you tweet back at someone who's a jerk on Twitter.
That's true. But I would like to think that adults don't do it just for enjoyment.
Oh, I know some.
To tweak each other like that. I don't get that.
You don't, you've never met anyone who just is like, I just want to get a rise out of this person?
I would tend to just avoid them if they annoy me that much.
You haven't worked with a person like that?
Then I really avoid them, if at all possible. And I just want to say, you are going to be a much better audience member at this fight on Saturday, because now that we've had Joe in a couple times, and even Lydia, who are going to be boxing on Saturday, I will get upset on their behalf. I want to be in the audience going like, no, that's my Joe.
That's my Joey.
Don't hit him. That's
Mr.
mean.
Mr. Pretty Face. What did Chief Lipsky call him? The pretty one?
The pretty one.
The pretty one. And that's what I actually had asked my mom. She was thinking about maybe coming down since Sunday is Mother's Day. And I said, well, we had already bought a tickets for this event Saturday night. It's a boxing event. She goes, oh, no, I'm definitely not going to that.
Your mother and I could hang out.
But there's another establishment in Milwaukee that does a boxing night where it's, you know, amateur or semi-pro young boxers in Milwaukee. And all they're the ones who are boxing, and all the people who attend are, you know, richer, older, white people for the most part. And it's a very uncomfortable, like, I've never been to one, but I've seen pictures of them. And it's a very uncomfortable scene as far as, like, the spectator, the voyeuristic part of it, of just, like, watching these young kids, like,
beat each other up.
This feels a little bit better as far as, like, all right, this is for charity. It's cops. It's firefighters. It's all, like, I don't think anyone's really going to, like, fight to knock someone out versus...
They broke noses in training.
They did break noses. That's true.
Oops.
Well, I'll report back of how violent it gets.
Please do.
Three rounds seems doable.
Well,
just... Three 2-minute rounds. That's doable.
Be prepared to throw yourself in front of Lydia if she needs help.
Okay. If I need to protect
Jump
her, I will.
Jump in the middle of the ring.
I will.
Deflect.
All right. Well, what do we have coming up tomorrow as far as I'm trying
to... We will have some Brewers tickets.
We will have Brewers tickets tomorrow.
Yes.
Oh, that's very exciting.
Yes, yes.
So we will do a give out. We have to come up with a good trivia question. I feel like I had a good trivia question last time as far as the... I wonder if anyone's bid on the racing sausages yet.
Oh, those costumes.
Those costumes. I feel like that'd be a good item for the public museum to have. Maybe.
I like that idea.
Who else could, maybe the Milwaukee Historical Society? Who else would be, what would be a good...
Those are two really good suggestions.
Right?
As far
as like, who maybe has the money to throw down that would preserve them instead of someone who's like, I'm going to wear these.
Better would be someone would buy them and then donate them to these nonprofit organizations.
That is true.
That would be a pretty great thing.
But then tomorrow we have our second edition of... what we are going to call public cervix announcement.
Yes. I saw my doctor on Monday, and I told her a couple of the options, and she was all over public cervix announcement.
Debbie Bry also, public cervix announcement. So that is our women's health segment with Dr. Kristen Lyerly. And
if you have questions, by the way, send them in.
Yes, send them in. AsGoesWisconsin@civicmedia.us if you have any women's health questions. Tomorrow, I know that we're going to tackle, because there was big news on changing the age when you should start getting mammograms. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about PCOS. And then we're going to talk about whatever questions you guys send us. So AsGoesWisconsin@civicmedia.us. We're also going to have Phil Rocco back on the show to talk about the differences between the shared revenue options between Evers and the legislature. J.R. Radcliffe's going to be back to talk about sports. And it's our monthly Beer Baron with Chris Drosner.
Excellent.
So we got a full show tomorrow. But as for today, thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. Thank you for just being a part of the show. We will be back tomorrow at 11. This has been As Goes Wisconsin.
With his kisses, fever when he holds me tight. Fever! I'm his missus. Daddy, won't you treat him right? Now you've listened to my story. Here's the point that I have made. Chicks were born to give you fever.
Be it Fahrenheit or centigrade, they give you fever. When you kiss them, fever, if you live, you learn. Fever, till you sizzle.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.